It's 35 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on the commodity markets this morning. Sitting in for Aaron Curtis, we bring in Chip Nellinger from Blue Reef Agri Marketing. Good morning, Chip.
Hey, good morning. We've had a mixed bag here to start the week. Had really strong closes at the end of last week, particularly in the corn and the wheat market. Both those markets closed at several month highs, and we're seeing commodity funds continue to add to a long position in corn. They're still short, net short the wheat market, and so there's still a lot of buying left potentially in the wheat from commodity funds as they finish up and exit their short positions. Not much news to start the new trading week out here. We did have maybe a little better forecast out of Brazil that's leading to a little bit of selling pressure overnight in the bean market. However, we're up near the highs of the morning session so far here with soy meal on the highs of the day right now. So we're kind of shrugging off a little bit of the bearish news, at least from the weather standpoint, out of South America. We've seen less rain than expected in Argentina. That's a good sign for them as they've been super, super wet down there in some areas. Also, a little bit of harvest delay in northern portions of Brazil. They've been getting a lot of rain there, and that's set to dry out a little bit to kind of get harvest resumed again. So nothing, majorly bullish here. However, fund money flow could still kind of dictate where these markets are going to trade this week. So that's, I guess, the thing that I'm watching the closest. Are the commodity funds going to continue to be strong buyers in the corn market and continue to come out of their shorts in the wheat market to give wheat a boost higher? We did have one fresh sales announcement this morning in the corn market, a little over 100,000 metric tons of corn sold to unknown. So that's a good sign that even since we're 40-plus cents off the harvest lows, we're continuing to see that strong demand base show itself. Ethanol demand very, very strong, and export demand, even with the rally, seems to be there with this new fresh sales announcement. So that's kind of what we're watching here this morning, up near the highs of the day, working on unchanged. So far, so good, shrugging off the lower open here this morning.
All right, Chip, thanks a lot for that update.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Chip Nellinger joining us this morning for a commodity update here at 8:58. And let's glance at current conditions in the WIOA listening area. Off to a very pleasant start weather-wise to the morning. We're at 35 degrees right now on Friends Plaza in Urbana. The relative humidity at 72%. Barometric pressure steady at 30.38 inches. And glancing around the listening area, plenty of sunshine and temperatures right around the 30-degree mark in most locations. We're at 28 right now with sunshine in Decatur, 29 in Charleston and Mattoon, 30 degrees currently in Monticello, Bloomington, and Tuscola, 31 in Clinton and Gibson City, and up to 32 degrees right now in Sullivan. We're expecting a high of about 47 degrees this afternoon with winds out of the west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 31 degrees, sunny skies for the day tomorrow, and a high of 49. Winds will pick up a little bit tomorrow with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. And we'll cool off just a touch for Wednesday with a high of 37, but back up into the 40s for Thursday, the mid-50s by Friday, and high temperatures up around 60 degrees by the weekend, and no chance of rain mentioned anywhere in that seven-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Stay with us 2 hours of On Point with your host Tom Ashbrook coming up here on WILL AM 580. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at will.illinois.edu. It's 35 degrees at 9 o'clock.